League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Träffar inte mål. Ja, där kommer avgörandet. Kristianstad vinner med 4-3. Devin Sidorov.
A special edition of Clan Chat because we have the newly appointed captain of your Glasgow Clan, Devin Sidorov. And Devin, we were just talking off camera a little bit about wearing the C as a younger man and your, you know, your minor hockey days, but never as a professional. So let's just talk about the last few days and how that's made you feel. I mean, it's quite an honor.
Yeah, no, it's an honor for sure. Definitely feel proud to wear the C for the Glasgow Clan. I just think we have such a great group of guys here that it feels good to be leading this team. These guys have their own ways of leading the team. I like to lead on the ice and be that type of leader. And I know we're all going to gel together and it's going to be a great group of guys here.
And I would assume, because I was in Solway, sadly, I couldn't be in Germany because I was on GB duty with the Olympic qualifiers. But I noticed the chemistry between all of you guys, even coming off the ice in Solway. Like, it does seem like you guys have come together and your leadership abilities were on show even in Solway. So it's been a bit of a whirlwind, I guess, but a fun time through preseason. And now as we prepare for the meat of the season.
Yeah, like you said, from going to Germany, playing those games in Solway, we've had road trips already. We have such a good group of guys here. I haven't been a part of a team that's kind of come together so well that we have. It's exciting, yeah.
Well, that says a lot because you've played like over 80 American Hockey League games. I mean, you were a standout in junior hockey. You've played in Slovakia, Czechia, Sweden. I mean, some of the best hockey nations in the world. So to look at a room and look at a group and say this is one of the best groups, I mean, that does say a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't been on a team with this many North Americans being over in Europe in the last 4 or 5 years myself. It's a new experience for me coming over and having a Canadian coach for the first time in the last 4 years for me. And it's a breath of fresh air for me. Having these guys, having these coaches, having you guys, having our fans behind our backs like we did in Germany and in Solway, it already feels like home.
I remember on the induction day, and I hope you don't mind me saying, when we got to meet in person that day, when we were talking about kind of the season and sort of just the behind the scenes stuff that we don't need to get into here. But I just remember looking out at the group and I just remember your smile. Like, you were one of the last guys to kind of touch down in Scotland from North America, but the smile and just the kind of like soaking it all up. And I remember thinking, I mean, this guy, obviously a marquee player with American Hockey League experience, and Corey was so excited when he was recruiting you, but the smile, and I'm like, it's just nice to be around the rink with guys that like being around the rink. Cause I love being around the rink and it's just nothing better. So just talk about those first few days. Cause your smile, I'm like, Devin Sidorov is delighted to be in Glasgow.
Yeah, you bet. Since the moment that I landed, I jumped in a vehicle with Davey, one of the rink managers there, and he had me smiling the whole way to the rink and getting me into the city. I'm smiling, looking out my window because these apartments are beautiful. Every single person from the staff up in the offices down to our players in the dressing room, our equipment managers, I haven't had a bad experience with anybody here yet. So like, I haven't stopped smiling. We're on the ice and we're smiling. We have a great group of guys. So it makes me smile. We're always laughing. We've been golfing, it's been great. We've had great days, and I have nothing to not smile about here. And it's not usually like that for me, so this is awesome.
But isn't it special? I mean, and look, you weren't a part of the team last year, but we didn't have a great season. There were times where we were having a good run of things. We got to the semifinal of the Cup. There were times when we were up the table, but finishing 10th, and it's hard to smile through that. But sometimes you do have to have those days where you smile and go, this is a good day, because, you know, you're playing hockey for a living, or you're broadcasting hockey for a living, and it's a really fun thing to be able to do. And even through the dog days and the bad days, you do have to look at it as it's hockey, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, like one of the biggest things I've learned is you can only control the controllables, right? And whatever's out of your hands is absolutely out of your hands. So if you lose a game, if you did something right or wrong, that's in the past now, right? So everything, you got to look at it with a sunshine, and you got to keep a smile on your face, and what's happened's happened. What you can't control is out of your control.
Devan Siderov může dát svůj třetí gól v sezóně. Devan Siderov nebo Dominik Rakovina. Devan Siderov dává a Kladno poprvé v sezóně vítězí před domácími fanoušky.
And that's a great point, Devan, because we've had some mixed reaction. Obviously, two very successful games in Solway with wins. We took Salzburg to overtime in a game that probably we could have won. We beat the hosts, the Dell 2 team, the German side, and then a mixed bag as we opened up the Challenge Cup against Scottish rivals Dundee and Fife. Two losses there, and certainly would have loved to win one of those. But all you can do now is prepare for the next one, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Those games are in our past now. We obviously reviewed them on video as much as we could, and we learned from our mistakes. But all we can do now is look forward to these games we have coming up this weekend.
And now with that C on your jersey, you look around, and Mike Pelech was a part of the team last year. I mean, such a good player. He's going to wear an A. You've got Cole Yuli, who's got experience with Cardiff last year, and Steven Saigo, it's his first year in the Elite League, also wearing an alternate. And so that's a really good leadership group. Have you guys had a little chat about that since the announcement, since Corey told you?
Yeah, absolutely. I know Pelech was here last year, so he has all the insights about everything to be right on about out the rink. He knows the equipment managers better than we do. Cole Yuli's had experience in this league last year. We all know where he was playing, and he's bringing that experience to this team. Saigo's been all over leagues. He's a great leader as well. So, like, me wearing the C is just icing on the cake, because those guys are great leaders as well, and I know we're all going to come together and lead this group.
And I think it's important to note, too, like, it's always a case, I think, whether even in your American Hockey League days, you can be a leader without a letter on your chest. It's just those letters, you speak to the referees, you lead by example. Certainly, you'll be the conduit to the rest of the room, to the coaching staff, and maybe to management if something's needed. But isn't it wonderful to look around that room? And I'm sure there's other guys in there that you look around and go, these guys are real leaders, too.
Yeah, there's real leaders on this team, and there's professionals on this team. Like, it makes, say, our leadership group, our job easy. These guys are all leaders in their own way. They know how to be professional. They're great hockey players. And everybody's here for a reason, and they've had the careers that they've had for a reason. Just because they don't have a letter on their jersey doesn't mean they're going to not lead this team as well, because everybody has their own voice and their opinion. And so far throughout these preseason games and these last two Challenge Cup games, we've seen that. I think every single person on this team leads in their own way.
And it's interesting, too, because you've got young Brits, you've got seasoned guys that have played in the American Hockey League, and you look at a guy like Mike Pelech, the all-time games leader in the East Coast League. So it's a nice mix of youthful exuberance, experience at top leagues, and certainly traveled throughout European leagues. Maybe tell the Purple Army, the fans, what kind of leader are you? Are you a quiet leader by example? Are you a vocal guy? I mean, what kind of leadership skills does Devan Siderov have?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see me yelling at any other players on the ice or yelling at the referees in that kind of sense. I'll raise my voice when it has to be done to hold people accountable, but you're going to see me leading in ways on the ice more often than anything else. The way I'm going to play every single game is going to be full with my heart on my sleeve. I'm going to battle and compete, and everything that I do in practice is how people are going to follow me throughout the week and then into the game. So I'm a very on-ice leader.
You had a great career. I mean, you're an NHL draft pick back in 2015 by the Anaheim Ducks, but you've never worn the C as a professional. Who's the first person you call when Corey Nielsen goes, "You're my captain"?
You know, I actually called my parents because I knew they would be proud of me for this moment. They raised me the right way, and I know they've always wanted me to lead teams, every team that I'm on. So it's a proud moment for me and my parents.
I'd say that's a lovely phone call to have, even with the time change. I assume they're still based in British Columbia, yeah?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So you're waiting for them. You're waiting for the time change and all that. Does that mean there's going to be a lot of Glasgow Clan fans on the left coast of Canada?
Yeah, absolutely. I know I've gotten a text from all my family members already. They want jerseys. They want jerseys. They want that purple plaid. They want to see the C on the jersey and the Sidorov name on the back. Everybody's excited back home for me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, you can get jaded, as you said, and maybe even at times when you're in Czechia or Slovakia and you forget how great it is to be doing this for a living. But when you get to call your dad and say, "I'm going to be the captain this year," it doesn't matter if you're 12 years old or 27. It must be a wonderful call to get to make.
Yeah, absolutely. He told me right away he's looking at flights. He wants to be down here to see as many games as he can. Just like my mom as well. They're both huge supporters in my career. So they're just excited as I am.
Střely na branku ve druhé třetině 10-2 ve prospěch slovenského celku. A může přijít další střela, také přichází. Žukov nedokázal zachytit. A je to...
Enjoy your first Scottish derbies, because that's a big part of being a part of the clan or the players in Kirkcaldy and Dundee. Certainly, there's a little bit of extra spice when you're playing a Scottish derby.
Yeah, no, I noticed our fans for sure. I noticed them in Germany right away, but then when we had the derby in Fife and Dundee there, their fans are on top of us, all over us, but then our fans are there as well. And it's a great feeling to know that we have our purple army behind our back.
Yeah, those games get a little bit juicier as the months wear on as well. So if you enjoy the atmosphere in the first few, wait till we get around Christmas and stuff like that. Have you kind of wrapped your head around, because I mean, I'm sure you guys have picked Mike Pelech's brain or even Cole Yuli's brain. Like, there's the cup, there's the league, and then you're trying to get a playoff spot and a top playoff seed. So it's a little bit different than maybe your previous experience, but it kind of makes it interesting, right? Because every game is so important. Whether it's cup or league or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Picking those guys' brains about those things, it's cool. It's really cool to me coming into this season knowing there's three different cups that we can win, and obviously we want to take home all three. And like you said, every single game matters, so it's going to be an interesting season. And I'm excited for it. I know they're excited for it. I know this group is excited for it, because we have a lot of new guys who have never played in this league either. Some guys didn't even know that was kind of a thing coming into this season. And now we're all like, okay, there's three different things that we can win. And that's exciting.
And you're probably blessed as a group to have a coach that's won all three, right? Like, Corey's won a league title. He's won, you know what, the Challenge Cup and the playoffs were his baby for many years in Nottingham. Like, it was hard to beat the Panthers in both the cup and the playoffs. So there's a guy who knows how to get it done. Is he kind of messaged how he wants the cup and the league and all that to be? Or is it just every game we want to play the right way? Like, I don't want you to give away industry secrets, but it is interesting the way you break down the different competitions, I would imagine.
Well, you know, with what he's done in the past, and like you said, with Nottingham, he brings it into every day, every practice. It's the same. It doesn't matter who we're playing this coming game. Well, it does matter. We're going to change up our systems and do what we need to do to win that game. But every single game we go into is the most important game of the season.
I think that's a great philosophy to have. And it's nice now, like, Mike Sorrent is in his first go around as an EIHL assistant, but he's been there. He brought his university team into Glasgow and has had some experience with that. So they're a kind of nice juxtaposition of experience and then the exuberance of bringing his former Bisons career to Scotland as well, and Mike Sorrent.
Yeah, exactly. He's a great communicator, and he knows how to handle all types of people. I think Mike and Corey together makes a great, great coaching duo. And they have all of us players on their, like, behind them. And I know we have them behind us. So, like I said before, this is a great group of people from top to bottom.
You mentioned earlier that Pelly probably knows the equipment manager and the staff a little bit better. Have you enjoyed Big Red and Bruni? Because the accent at times can be different when you land on these shores, and there's all sorts of different accents in that dressing room. Have you enjoyed trying to communicate with Big Red and Bruni?
Oh yeah, it's all fun, because I'll ask a question about something, or ask to get my skate sharpened, and they'll reply to me, and I'll just, what did you just say? And then they have to really slow it down for me, and it's like, it keeps me smiling. Like, I'm happy all the time talking to those guys. They're great dudes. Not a bad thing to say about those guys.
Ticháček na Frolíka. Opět Ticháček. Sidorov. Sidorov, a je to 3-2.
Yeah, and those guys should be given a pat on the back. The drive they did to Germany with the equipment van, I mean, I was like, and Horse as well, another great member of staff. I mean, just people that care, and that's important. And I know the fans were down last year. We finished 10th, but everyone cares. And I love that you say that. Like, it's probably the right phrase, a great group of dudes behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. Every single person cares. When we're all in that dressing room together, everybody's smiling and everybody's listening and everybody's caring. It's special. It really is.
Have you been surprised? I mean, it's just two games under your belt and both Challenge Cup, but have you been surprised by the level of play in the EIHL? I mean, you've played in some of the top leagues in the world, former NHL draft pick, as I mentioned. So did you have an idea? I'm sure you did your research. I know you did your research, but you get out there and you have your first cup game. Were you surprised by the level?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was surprised in different ways. It's great hockey, and the compete level's high, especially how it was our derby games. And I could just tell that everybody was competing so hard, and everybody cares a lot too. It's well organized. It's a hockey country, I think. The biggest thing for me was how much support is behind us from the Glasgow Army, the fans. It's great. You don't have that in, say, Slovakia or Czech was better than that, but the fans are just, they're awesome. The support is awesome, but the hockey it's great hockey. You see Sheffield going and beating an SHL team. That's right where we're at too. We're going to compete with those guys for the top spot in this league. So, like, it's really good hockey. It compares with those top leagues all around the world.
Yeah, I've been lucky. And Corey, I'm sure you know this, Corey in Nottingham, he's the only coach in Nottingham, or the only team to get out of the group phase of the Champions Hockey League. And I remember that so well, because I was lucky enough to be doing the commentary on those games on TV. And I remember Corey had that team just going against the likes of SC Bern. And when you see Sheffield, tip your cap. I think I said it on a clan chat with Gary Hayden. Congratulations to Sheffield to beat the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers are a juggernaut in European hockey. I mean, SHL champions, and just, I mean, the budget there is incredible. So for Sheffield to go in, that's a tough place to go as well. It's a long travel day. Right. I mean, you just have to tip your cap to the way they played. And that's certainly, like you said, that's the way the Elite League is going now.
Right. That's the way it's going right now. Like, tip your cap to them. Absolutely. And I can't wait for our first game against them and see how we match up, because I believe we have a great roster and we're going to be right up there with them.
Yeah, and you've got experience with some of the guys in the room. I believe you know Landon Bowe pretty well as well. So that's neat that you look around the dressing room and go, oh, okay, now we're in Scotland. I mean, that's a nice thing as well.
Oh, absolutely. The first few days here, me and Landon were just walking around the city, and it's a great change for us too, to come to a great city, have great apartments, have a great group of guys, have an English-speaking team. And yeah, as soon as I knew we were both signing to this team, we had a phone call in the summer too. And it's just like, this is great, man. We're going to have a great year together. We're going there together. Through the ups and downs, we both know each other well. So it's comfortable. Yeah.
I love chatting with him, because I remember being at a Stanley Cup final and Jágr came out after a loss for the Bruins and was skating around in the flak jacket with the weights and the ankle weights, and just a really interesting character. I remember asking Landon Bowe, like, are you sitting in the dressing room looking at Jaromir Jágr going, this is just surreal? Like, it must be at times you go, that's Jaromir Jágr, one of the most eccentric and famous players of all time.
Yeah, definitely, because he kind of just fit in like any other guy when he would come to the rink and do his thing. But he has this aura around him as he's a legend, right? So, and then all the little things that he's known to be doing. He still does that stuff ever since he was probably 18 or 19 joining the NHL. He's 52 or 53 years old now, and he's still doing the same things. Yeah.
How cool is that? And how, again, back to while you're smiling, and how lucky we are to be involved in hockey, shall we say, and you're in the dressing room with the Armour Jager. Now, I really look forward to sitting down with you and Landonbeau at some point during the season and maybe having a discussion about Jager, about stuff that maybe we can't talk about on camera, because they say the most interesting man in hockey for a reason, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's definitely a few things I can't say on the camera, but I'll look down with you and tell you those. Yeah.
Well, look, I know you're busy. I know you've just come from the gym. I know you had a skate this morning as well, and I know you're getting ready for league action now. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us on Clan Chat. Really looking forward to catching up with you in person. And congratulations, man. To have that C on your jersey and to be able to make that call to your parents makes all the hard training worthwhile.
Yeah, no, I'm proud and honored to be wearing the C for the Glasgow Clan this season. Thank you for having me on here. Thanks for talking to me. And I hope we get to talk more. And it's exciting to be here. And I'm excited for this season.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.